We're in Concord, New Hampshire, where voting in the First in the Nation primary is underway. Dante Scala, primary scholar from the University of New Hampshire, is with us the hour. And just quick thought from you first, Dante, because we just heard reporter David Boeri say that New Hampshire's glory days may be behind it. Your thoughts?
You know, every 4 years, the debacle line, the death of the New Hampshire primary always seems to be greatly exaggerated. It might well be the case that the candidates who do the best tonight might be the ones who did the most retail politicking and kind of did the old-fashioned techniques, albeit with new technologies.
As opposed to the ones who might have moved closer and closer to the center in the debates and done well in the debates.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Dante, you sit still right there because we want to take a look ahead as well. The First in the South primary is in South Carolina, January 21st. Negative ads about Mitt Romney's career at Bain Capital are airing. Rick Perry has already made a ringtone reportedly out of Romney's comment from yesterday that we just mentioned that he likes to fire people. But Newt Gingrich said today he understood that that was in the context of firing bad health care providers. And Newt Gingrich isn't apologizing for the negative ads that are coming now from his supporters. South Carolina has voted for the eventual Republican nominee in every election since Reagan won there in 1980. So Gina Smith, who covers politics for the state newspaper there in South Carolina, what are voters concerned about there?
Absolutely. The economy is the number one issue here in South Carolina. We're still dealing with record high unemployment. So I think any attack ad against Romney, who is leading in the polls right now, that shows that instead of this pro-business type of leader that he is, some sort of slick Wall Street type, some sort of someone that South Carolinians couldn't trust to create jobs in South Carolina, that could do some real damage for him here.
But he's coming back with his own ads, attacking the National Labor Relations Board, calling them union stooges for, one of the issues there. Is he coming back on the Bain Capital accusations, though?
Not really. The only thing that Romney has said up to this point is that he expects these kind of attacks from Democrats and from President Obama, but not from fellow Republicans. And so far, he's been able to just stop the assault at that point and not go beyond it. But you're right, we definitely have an ad war going on in South Carolina. We have Gingrich up with not only the Bain Capital ad, but he also has a new one that's supposed to start today in South Carolina, calling Romney a flip-flopper on the issue of abortion. Romney's made over $1 million. I'm sorry?
Oh. Oh, go ahead, Gina. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. There was a blip in the phone. Romney also is, I think, made a $1.2 million ad buy in the state this week. His super PAC has poured $2.3 million into ads here in South Carolina. Santorum just made an ad buy for about $190,000. And Perry's up on TV here, too. So lots and lots of candidates up. All of it pretty negative.
Well, Rick Perry went straight to South Carolina to campaign after, some would say bad finish in Iowa. What's your sense there? I mean, again, we don't try to get too deep on each of the candidates as people are still going to the polls today in New Hampshire. But what's your sense there in the whack-a-mole category here? Are candidates going to rise there maybe who have not, who have already fallen? Are they going to be, reignited? Is there going to be winnowing? What's your sense of what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with New Hampshire, there's sort of this foregone conclusion that Romney is going to win it. The real story may be who finishes second there. The story in South Carolina is going to be who can have a Southern revival? Who is going to still be in the race? You mentioned Rick Perry. This is a guy who, if he can't make it work in South Carolina, I think there's a good chance that it stops right here in South Carolina for him. He's a Southern governor, wears his faith on his sleeve, talks a lot about his job creation record in Texas. Also Santorum, he tries very hard to reach out to evangelicals, social conservatives. We have lots and lots of those in South Carolina. So this is definitely a do-or-die state for Santorum as well.
Right. Ron Paul, of course, heading there, independents embracing him. John Huntsman having perhaps his surge here today in New Hampshire. Gina Smith, a reporter for the state newspaper in South Carolina, as that state starts to put out its welcome mat for all of the candidates ahead of their First in the South primary coming up later in January. Gina, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take a very quick break, just 30 seconds, and when we come back, take a look at voter IDs. 30 states now requiring them. Some people say they prevent fraud. Others are saying, what fraud? That's in about 30 seconds here and now.